took his power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life with a new topic, prayer, and task for today. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this is all within 15 minutes so you can get to work. Our topic for this morning is God does not require you to bid for blessings. His goodness is not the price is right. God does not require you to bid for blessings. His goodness is not the price is right. Our scripture for today comes from the book of Luke, chapter 21, verses 1 through 4. While you are getting your Bibles ready, I remind everyone that you can learn more about me, the ministry, contact me for your event or prayer on my ministry website, which is feeldfire.com. That's F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, not T-H-E, fire.com. You can also call in live to Morning Motivation by dialing 323-870-4180. And finally, on next week, next Friday, we will have a guest pastor from out of town. So make sure you tune in every day next week, including on Friday. Fridays are our Feel D Fire Fridays. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Are you ready to eat some hot breakfast? You know I am. Let's go to the book of Luke, chapter 21, verses 1 through 4. And I am reading from the KJV. And he looked up and saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain widow casting in hither two mites. And he said, of a truth I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast in more than they all. For all these have of their abundance cast into the offerings of God, but she of her penury hath cast in all the living that she had. What is our topic for this morning? God doesn't require you to bid for blessings. His goodness is not the price is right. Come on and give the Lord praise for his word wherever you are right now. Years ago, there used to be a host called Bob Barker, and now the host is Drew Carey, of this television game show entitled The Price is Right. It still comes on today. And what Bob Barker would do is he would bring out some kind of prize. And he would have four or five contestants down at the bottom of the stage lined up in a row. And he would ask them to bid on the prize. And the contestant who got the price right, or the closest to the right prize for that merchandise, would be considered the winner. Now, if you bid over the price, you are automatically not going to win. So sometimes the last contestant would just bid $1 because he or she thought that the other contestants had overbid, but he or she didn't know what his or her bid should be. And so then the person with $1 would win, and Bob Barker would say, come on up down to bid for something else or to win an even better prize because everyone else has gone over. Sadly, this is the same kind of teaching and practice that we are beginning to see in relation to the goodness and the blessings, the salvation and the grace of God. We are seeing in churches where the pastors ask for people to give a special offering, and then they only pray over the people who gave that amount. We see on Facebook where people will send out a picture and they'll post it of a big wad of money, and they'll say, if you type amen and share this, God will bless you with this money within 24 hours. And I'm always amazed at the number of people who type amen and share it. But if you just put up and say, well, God has no respect of persons, like it says in Romans 2 and 11, if you believe that, share it, you will rarely get any shares, because for some reason, people have come in and attached a price tag to the Lord. They have made God out to be merchandise. If you want him, if you want his blessings, if you want to be able to attain the best of God, you got to be the person with the most money or the most titles. You must be the one who dresses the best, drives the best car. But I tell you that Satan is a liar today. And I've come to let you know, because so many people are living on the fringes or the outskirts of what God has for them, because somewhere along the way, somebody taught them they weren't worthy of receiving the best of God. God does not require you to bid for his blessings. His blessings are not on auction. Give me 20 here, 50 there, 100 there, 500 there. Anybody got 1,000? Anybody got 1,000? 1,000 going once, 1,000 going twice, 1,000 going three times. Who will give me 5,000? Who will give me 10,000? You can sit on the front row. Who will give me 15,000? I'll give you a title for today in the parking space. That's not God. Praise his name. Now in today's word, and I got to speed it up because this really irks me. I'm going to tell you guys, but we don't have but 15 minutes. In today's word, we heard the conversation that Jesus is having with his disciples, where they're watching people put money into the treasury or giving their offerings. And all of these rich people come up and, oh, they're dropping in a lot of money. And Jesus, being the Savior that he is, and that all-wise, omniscient Savior, he could also sense that the apostles, they were excited about seeing this. Well, then this poor widow woman comes up, and she drops in just, you know, two little pennies, you would say, almost for today's value. And they weren't impressed about this. Here all these rich people come. They're giving all of this money. And here she comes in. She ought to be embarrassed. She ought to be ashamed of herself. So Jesus, being that great teacher, took an opportunity to teach them. And he said to them, I tell you that she gave more than everyone else, because they all gave from their abundance. In other words, these money bags that they drop in don't mean nothing. I know I'm not using good English. That's okay. These money bags that they dropping in here don't mean nothing to them, because they got money to give. But for her to even give what she gave, it was the ultimate sacrifice. So I bless her today. She gave out of sacrifice. I want to encourage you this morning that whatever you are giving to God, when it is your best, that is what you give. You cannot walk around comparing yourself, your self-worth, your self-respect to other people in church, nor can you allow others in church, others in ministry, others on social media, anybody else, to make you feel like that in order for you to receive from God, you got to come in and somehow outwardly have more than someone else. I know a lady in my family who for a certain amount of time, she was going through a particular situation, And, you know, she's someone who doesn't like to really accept from others. And she doesn't really like to let people know that she is going through, because she's been a hardworking person her whole life. And so she lives in another state. But she went through a hard time while she was getting her degree. And for quite a few Sundays, she wore this to church because she was doing well. And then some things happened. She fell upon hard times. And, you know, the family was helping her out financially for things. But again, she would only disclose a certain amount. You know how some people are just proud people. They don't want you to know everything. Well, for a few Sundays, she wore the same dress to church because that's all she had right then. And the way I found out is later she had this conversation with me because someone in the church approached her about wearing that same dress, and they made fun of her. And she discussed this with me because, number one, she knows that I'm just going to tell you how it is as a Christian as to how you need to deal with that. And number two, she knew I was going to encourage her and that I was there for her if she, for whatever else she needed. And she told me, she said, I told them, so she handled it very well. What does it matter if I'm wearing the same dress? Right now, me and my kids are going through something because they had just gone through a divorce. But she wasn't letting everyone in the church know that. What does it matter? Right now, me and my kids are going through something. If you were going to come to me to make fun of me wearing the same dress, why didn't you offer to get me a dress? Why didn't you ask me what was going on? See, this is what happens when we have the mindset and try to force on others that mindset that God is for sale. His blessings are for sale. His goodness is for sale. His titles are for sale. If you want to be important or influential in the church, you always got to have this or that. That is a lie from the pits of hell. God has no respecter of persons. God will do the same for you that he does for me, and he'll do the same for me that he does for someone who's doing better for me, and he'll do the same for that person that he's done for another person. God will give the same blessings to you that he gives to your pastor. He'll open the same doors for you that he opens for those with favor. God will bless your children like he blesses someone else's children. He'll heal your body like he healed somebody else's body. God has no respecter of persons. Quit tying your self-worth to your assets. Now, I know we do that naturally, but I'm telling you, God is not the bank. He's not checking your savings account and your credit score to see if you're worthy of his salvation, grace, and goodness. God doesn't require you to bid for his blessing. Whoa, this is some great teaching, but we're running out of time. Let's get ready to go into prayer. Wherever you are this morning, I want you to just say, I am more than enough. The lines are muted. No one can hear you. Say, I am more than enough. Let's go into prayer. Dear Lord, we come in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you so much. You are such a loving, gracious, forgiving God. We thank you because every person listening to this broadcast right now and every person who will listen later has been formed by you for such a time as this, and that they are more than enough. They are adequate for the purpose wherein you have designed them, and their beauty, their strength, their handsome factor, Lord God, their anointing, their gifting, their influence, their purpose, their destiny, their ability to be blessed is not tied to their degree, to their bank account, to their credit scores, to the kind of homes they live in, the cars that they drive, whether or not they wear name brand clothing. This is not who you are. But God, you said you cause your sun and your rain to rise and fall on the just as well as the unjust. That's who you are. You bless us despite ourselves, in spite of our idiosyncrasies. You bless, you open doors, you make ways, you rain down. And Father, we praise you because if it was up to us, if it was up to man, we wouldn't be someone who gave favor without having received a reciprocal favor. We would judge people based on what they look like. We would judge people based on their titles. We give the best seats to those whom we believe can help us out. So, Father, we thank you that you are not like man. But just as in today's word, you looked at the heart. You looked at the sacrifice. Some people may not have a lot to give, but maybe they clean the church. Some people don't have a lot of money to give, but maybe they're the ones who teach the Sunday school, usher at the door, meet and greet. Maybe they are those who go out and volunteer, who help the widows and elderly. Maybe they cut the grass. Maybe they are those who are intercessors. Maybe they are those who call and encourage others, who pray. Maybe they do things secretly that we don't even know. So help us as Christians stop merchandising you out, to stop selling you out, to stop having people stand and bid for your blessings like your salvation if the price is right. We repent today of that judgmental, haughty, prideful spirit. And I ask you now, Lord, to encourage everyone that they are more than enough, to no longer allow themselves to be degraded, diminished, marginalized, because they don't have what someone else has. Because in you, we have everything. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Come on and say amen and praise the Lord. Continue to praise him while I give this altar call this morning. If you're on this broadcast and you are not saved, or if you are backslidden, or if you have low self-esteem or low self-worth, I want you to repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I ask the forgiveness of every sin. I ask the forgiveness of believing that I am not worth enough. And now, Lord, I repent. I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. I rededicate myself to you. And I believe that I am more than enough. Now I am saved. Now I am rededicated. Now I am more than enough. In Jesus' name, amen. Everyone come on and praise the Lord for the new souls that we have brought into the kingdom and for those that we have rededicated and renewed on this morning. Now let me give you our announcement and then our task for today. All this week, God has had me encouraging you about who you are in Christ. If you missed any of the broadcasts this week, go back over this weekend and listen. On Monday, we address ask for what you want. That is the only way to get it right. And then, now you want to look both ways. Take accountability. You almost got yourself hit. Remember your decree. What happened that you now feel less is the best you deserve? And on yesterday, does anybody still believe in the power of prayer? It still works. Go back to the fieldthefire.com website and on the morning motivation page, and you can hear all of these prior broadcasts. Now, our topic for this morning is God does not require you to bid for blessings. God does not require you to bid for blessings. His goodness is not the price is right. Your task for today is twofold. Number one, you have to share this broadcast with at least two people whom you know are feeling down or have low self-worth. And one of them could also be someone who's very judgmental of other people, but you know, don't tell them which one they fall into. And number two, all of today, I want you to walk around and say to yourself, I am more than enough this entire weekend. And when you walk in the church on Sunday, you better not bid for no blessings, because you will say, I am more than enough. I'll see you in the morning, and I love you. I'll see you, on Monday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Be blessed, everyone. God does not require you to be this morning.